Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, as we bring to a close the afternoon and we look to the evening, I invite you to consider the life of one of our youngest blesseds, Blessed Carlo Acutis. Blessed Carlo Acutis was beatified on October 10th in the city of Assisi, in the Basilica of San Francesco. Blessed Carlo was born in 1991, and at the age of 3, he started to exhibit a religious sensibility or a religious sensitivity. He would start to ask his mother and father if they could take him to visit the churches of Milan, the city of his youth. This was particularly striking because his mother and father were not practicing the faith. But at the young age of 3 and then 4, Carlo would ask to visit the churches, to see the statues, and to spend time by the tabernacle. This was unheard of in the family and quite the shock. It eventually even led to his mother entering into the fullness of the faith. When this young man was preparing to receive his first Holy Communion at his request, he desired to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. The parish priest asked him what his plan for life was, and his answer was sweet. It was simple. It was to the point. He wanted to stay close to Jesus. Keep in mind, he grew up in what some may call a rather secular household, but it was through his faith that his parents became fully alive, even leading to a housekeeper to convert to the faith as well. It was through his little tasks of making sure that he would get up to tidy up his room and to put everything into order before anyone would come in the morning, because he didn't like the idea of others having to clean up after him. Or it was coming to realize that his friends and his peers would rather go to a soccer game than Mass. He would oftentimes respond, "If they could only see, if they could only understand." It was through his questions of the faith, about the faith, that his mother was eventually led into a deep faith of her own, a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the example of such a young child, we find God able to work quite incredibly. It gives us a moment to pause and to consider our day and where we are right now. Are we allowing the Lord to work through us? If the Lord Jesus Christ can work through a 3-year-old boy to touch the hearts of his parents, and then through a 5-year-old boy to inspire his parents to pursue entrance into the faith, and through a 7-year-old boy to bring peace to the heart of a priest who is asking him questions about his preparation for Holy Communion and his plan for life, if the Lord can work these kind of wonders through a child, surely he can work wonders through each one of us. It takes an openness of mind, an openness and a desire to cooperate with God's grace. The adventure of Carlos's life did not stop there. He continued to delve into the depth of holiness and the rich spirituality of our holy Catholic faith, spending time with Scripture, meditating upon Our Lady, but first and foremost, always and everywhere, seeking out Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. One might call him a true child of Europe because of the work of his family. He became familiar with many different cities, including Milan and London, Rome, and of course, Assisi. Assisi was a place he wanted to visit because of the saints, St. Francis and St. Clare. He would go on to create a website that would highlight the Eucharistic miracles that have taken place in the life of the church over the course of 2,000 years. He did this so as to explain and to manifest the beauty and the power of Jesus Christ truly present in the Holy Eucharist, not to the world, but to his fellow teenagers. Because of his gift and his incredible talent with computer programming, he not only would spend many hours playing video games, PlayStation, loving Super Mario, playing Pokemon, but he would actually go on to administer websites for many different Catholic organizations and parishes. His particular website featuring the Eucharistic miracles of the church has gone on to be shared and hosted and linked to over 10,000 Catholic entities on the line, on the internet. Blessed Carlo gives all of us an opportunity to see the goodness that is possible if we open up our minds and hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. He also, in the reality of his day-to-day struggles, even something rather simple, like realizing he was gaining weight because he wasn't expressing control over his appetite, he learned that he needed to express control. He had to be a man of virtue, self-restraint. And so he wanted to be healthy and totally all in for the Lord. His exhibition of self-restraint went on to become a great tool, a great lesson, something he could offer others when they would complain about the call to virtue. He would highlight himself, how it was difficult for him to moderate what he would eat and to lose weight, but nevertheless, he would do it so as to be faithful to the Lord. He wanted to make sure that he had a pure heart, a pure soul, a pure body, because he understood that the one who is pure is close to the Lord. He found it very painful, very difficult, very challenging to see and to hear his friends, his peers, and his fellow classmates give in to talk or jokes or actions that were less than becoming of a Christian. His heart broke because he wanted his fellow classmates and teammates to aim higher. He wanted them to aim for the Lord. He wanted them to see Jesus and to understand Jesus. He would work tirelessly, not only in giving witness and encouraging his friends and his peers to pray and to visit our Lord Jesus in the closest tabernacle, but given his personality, he is also something of a prankster, a jokester. He was the one in the class who could make everyone laugh, students and teachers alike. One day during his examination of conscience, he realized that because of his jokes, because of his pranks, he was actually distracting the class from learning. He was taking time away from the teacher. And offering that to the Lord, he decided to refrain, to express self-control, and to no longer become a distraction in class. He would direct his easy talent of bringing other people to laugh, he would direct that to out of the classroom when they'd be outside. Carlos's passion was truly for the Lord in the Holy Eucharist. When he would go on pilgrimage at his request to Assisi, he highlighted how it was a city of peace, the city of prayer, the city of the saints. At the age of 15, Carlo was entering into a new school year, and he became very ill, and everyone thought it was merely the flu. But after so many days when he wasn't able to bounce back, they took him to the hospital, only to realize he was fighting leukemia. When he entered through the doors of the hospital, he looked at his mother and let her know he knew he would not be leaving. The form of leukemia Carlo was diagnosed with was very aggressive, and there wasn't much time left. Carlo came to realize that there would be incredible suffering because of the degree of the advanced nature of the leukemia. He told his family he was going to offer up his suffering for the Holy Father and for the Church. He wanted to make sure that he offered up everything he could in his few remaining days for the sanctity of the Church, for the sanctity of our Holy Father. He let it be known that he did not want to spend time in purgatory. He wanted to go straight to heaven. He wanted to be with the Lord and with Our Lady. Blessed Carlo died in 2006. And even though his life was relatively short in the eyes of the world, his impact is still growing. It's like dropping a rock in still water, and you watch the waves keep on going and going. Such is the impact of the life of Blessed Carlo. One of his last requests was to be buried in Assisi, the city of saints. He wanted to have his mortal remains interred there on the hillside where the medieval Romanesque city of Assisi is built, where St. Francis and St. Clair would walk the streets, and where thousands and thousands of pilgrims have journeyed so as to find peace in the midst of prayer as a result of a union with the Lord. And almost immediately, the gravesite of Carlo started to attract the attention of people who were seeking the Lord. They would entrust their intentions to the 15-year-old boy from Milan. They would leave their intentions at his gravesite. His popularity spread. His youthfulness was still attractive. His sanctity was becoming well known. As his cause for canonization began and developed, his mortal remains were eventually moved to the church of St. Mary Major in Assisi. On October 10th, when he was beatified, the tomb of Blessed Carlo was reconfigured so that his body may be visible to those who would come and pray. When you approach the tomb of Blessed Carlo, you don't see a priest in a cassock or a sister in a habit or a young man in a suit. You see a young man who's in his running shoes, his jeans, and his hoodie. Very much a normal young man. Indeed, he is said to be the first millennial to be beatified, the first millennial through whom God has worked undeniable, scientifically inexplicable, miraculous occurrences. Our Heavenly Father is working miracles through Blessed Carlo. We may think of our lives, we may think of our dear young people, we may think of our day, we may think of the morning and this afternoon and the evening that is to come. Regardless of where we may be, regardless of who we may be, let us be at peace knowing the Lord wants us for himself and he wants to work through us for the benefit of others. May the Lord give you his peace.